Welcome back to Journey from Grief to Healing. I'm Dr. Ray Calabrese, and I'm grateful you're here. Today, we explore our secret weapon as we walk through the darkness of grieving. Each of us has a reservoir of perseverance. Each time we triumph over adversity, we strengthen ourselves to take on the next challenge. Anyone who has come through the grieving process is bruised, but with an unbroken spirit, they have defeated his or her great adversary, death. You are resilient. Elizabeth Edwards wrote, "Resilience is accepting your new reality. Even if it's less good than the one you had before, you can fight it. You can do nothing but scream about what you've lost, or you can accept that and try to put together something that's good." Each time someone makes it through the grieving process, it is a triumph of life, of the desire to continue to live, and a signature statement proclaiming, "I will not quit, never." Poet Pablo Neruda explored the triumph over adversity in his poem, Enigma with Flower. In the poem, he uses the lily to symbolize resilience. "Victory, it has come late, I had not learnt how to arrive. Like the lily at will, the white figure that pierces the motionless eternity of earth. Pushing a clear, faint form till the hour strikes that clay. With a white ray or a spur of milk, shedding of clothing the thick darkness of soil, on whose cliff the fair flower advances, till the flag of its whiteness defeats the contemptible deep of night, and, from the motion of light, spills itself in astonished seed." Neruda's poem depicts the lily's journey from the depths of the earth to bloom under the light's influence, allowing us to recognize the possibility for growth, transformation, and hope. Somewhere imprinted on the lily's DNA is the message, "It's never over. Live on." Neruda uses the lily's journey as a metaphor for human perseverance. When we walk out of the darkness into the light, we will have persevered, even when we couldn't see a meter in front of us. Our journey through the darkness of our grieving experience is similar to that of the lily. It is through our human perseverance that transforms each step, no matter how painful, into a victory. And with each victory, we gain emotional strength. Our lives become example for others who have yet to grieve. They will know that they too can refuse to let death have the last word. A contemporary poet, who goes by the pseudonym of Quiet Wolf, wrote "Stand," a short poem that expresses a deep truth. The poem reads, "Storms swirl, seasons change. Through it all, persevere." Perseverance is a rarely noticed heroic act. It is the simple act of choosing to live, choosing to do what life asks of us at the moment, like getting out of bed, carrying on with the daily tasks that life demands. It is carrying on in spite of the emotional pain and suffering we experience. Those who haven't had a deep grieving experience will not understand the courage it often takes to get up out of bed and get going. Do you realize how much courage you have each time you choose to keep going? It's immense. Each time you choose not to give in to despair and not to give up. Each time you say yes to life, engaging in the demands it asks of you. And each time you take another step through the darkness toward the light, you are affirming your belief that your life is valuable and that your contribution to life is important. American poet Anne Sexton explored the notion of courage in her poem, Courage. Her poem emphasizes the often unspectacular, yet profound acts of courage in our everyday experiences. Here is her poem, Courage. "It is in the small things we see it. The child's first step, as awesome as an earthquake. The first time you rode a bike, wallowing up the sidewalk. The first spanking when your heart went on a journey all alone. When they called you crybaby, or poor, or fatty, or crazy, and made you into an alien. You drank their acid and you concealed it. Later, if you faced the death of bombs and bullets, you did not do it with a banner. You did it with only a hat to cover your head. You did not fondle the weakness inside you, though it was there. Your courage was a small coal that you kept swallowing. If your buddy saved you and died himself in doing so, then his courage was not courage. It was love, love as simple as shaving soap. Later, if you have endured a great despair, then you did it alone, getting a transfusion from the fire, picking the scabs off your heart, then wringing it out like a sock. Next, my kinsman, you powdered your sorrow. You gave it a back rub, and then you covered it with a blanket. And after it had slept a while, it woke to the wings of the roses and was transformed. Later, when you faced old age and its natural conclusion, your courage will still be shown in the little ways. Each spring will be a sword you'll sharpen. Those you love will live in a fever of love. And you bargain with a calendar, and at the last moment, when death opens the back door, you put on your carpet slippers and stride out. All those who travel through the grieving valley do so with the same quiet strength and resilience of the human spirit that Anne Sexton expressed in her poem. In those moments when you feel down and defeated, stop and reflect on how far you've come on this journey. Reflect on the courage you exhibited each time you took on the ordinary challenges of the day, like paying bills, cooking dinner, vacuuming the rug. It is this deep courage that will sustain you. It is this deep courage that will lead you into sunlight. Life has wonderful things waiting for you. Continue to persevere. Continue to say a resounding yes to life. The victory is yours. It is waiting for you. Never quit. Never give up. And you know it. Good things are coming your way. Just wait. If you like this podcast, please share it with a friend who walks with us on our grieving journey. Have a great day and stay strong. Never quit.